Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Verse 14, Espeshaya Krita Pumbir, Abhasohya Srimad Pratak, Svabhava Vito Dharma, Kasya Nesta Prasante. A pretentious religious system manufactured by one who willfully neglects the prescribed duties of his order of life is called abhasa, a dim reflection or false similarity. But if one performs the prescribed duties for his particular ashrama or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distresses? A pretentious religious system manufactured by one who willfully neglects the prescribed duties of his order of life is called abhasa, a dim reflection, false similarity. But if one performs the prescribed duties for his particular ashrama or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distresses? Purport by the Divine Grace. It is indicated here that everyone should strictly follow the principles of varna and ashrama as given in the Shastra. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Varnasrama acharavata purushena parakruman Vishnur aradhyate pantha nanyat tattosha karanam. One should focus upon the destination for progress, which is to become Krishna conscious. This is the aim and end of all varnas and ashramas. However, if Vishnu is not worshipped, the followers of the Varnashrama institution manufacture some concocted god that it has now become fashionable for any rascal or fool to be elected god. And there are many missionaries who have concocted their own gods, giving them their relationship with the real God. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that one who worships the demigods has lost his intelligence. Nonetheless, we find that even an illiterate person who has lost all intelligence is elected God. Although he has a temple, it has meat-eating sannyasis, and many polluted activities go on there. This type of religious system, which misguides its poor followers, is strictly forbidden. Such pretentious religion should be stopped altogether. The original system is that a Brahmin should actually become a Brahmin. He should not only take birth in Brahmin family, but must also be qualified. Also, even one is not born in Brahmin family but has Brahminical qualifications, he must be considered a Brahmin. By strictly following this system, one can be happy without extra endeavor. Svabhavito dharma kasya nesta prasantaye. The real aim of life is to mitigate distress, and one can do this very easily by following the principles of Shastra. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Kalaya
Shakshiram Militam Jena Sathya Shri Gurave
Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Bhutatam Tiswaparam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaur Bhagavata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that without Guru Parampara, the real religious system will be lost. It's not that you are a born Brahmin or you are intelligent or you want to independently. Why should I follow somebody else? I'll do what I like Mahatma Gandhi. He said, I don't just blindly accept the scriptures. What appeals to me, I will accept. That means it is like Ardha Kukkuta Nyaya. Means the whole arrangement of slokas or instructions in the Bhagavad Gita are meant to bring you to a conclusion. That is, to come to your constitutional position, how to become Krishna conscious. Many people, they take Bhagavad Gita, they manufacture some yoga system. And they say, this is what we are following from Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna figures out nowhere. And then that guy, he says from Bhagavad Gita, he will take out Chandasa, Gayatri Chandasama. This is Gayatri Parivar. Krishna is gone and say, you know, we are following Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, of all the rhymes and meters, Gayatri is saying, so we are doing Gayatri. That means the overall purpose of the scripture is lost. So similarly, somebody said, Yoga Karmasu Kausalam. It says yoga means to do expertly work. Yoga Karmasu Kausalam. There Krishna means, Yoga Karmasu Kausalam means, it is not just postures and exercises, nor is it just some karmas independent of Krishna, but it will be seen how your karmas have brought you to become attracted to Krishna. That's the meaning of that sutta. Yoga Karma Shukasana. Whatever you are doing, if it brings you to the point that you are attracted to Krishna, that's why in Bhagavatam also, Dharma Swanushita Pumsam Visvaksena Katasuya Notpada Yadiratim Sremayavika Kevalam. Yes, all occupational duties. You are very dedicated to your parents. You are very honest with your profession. And you are very expert in your job. But he says, if ultimately, if it has not brought you to the point of developing your natural attraction to Krishna, then sriyamayavu kevalam. So, the scriptures also say that if you don't know Atma Tattva, Bhagavatam, apashyatam atma tattvam Gruheshu Gruhamedina. Everybody is saying, I am a Gruhastha. Because I am married. But the scriptures are saying Gruhamedi and Gruhastha, both are married. The Gruhamedi is also married. So not that all married people are Gruhasthas. Generally in Kali Yuga, all married people are Gruhamedis. Because there is no, except that they are married, but there is no other activity that can bring them up to Krishna consciousness. And people also accuse and criticize the devotees. Why at this age? He doesn't understand nothing but arguing with the devotees. Why at this age people have to be so much involved with bhakti and all that? They are actually discouraging. That means he has created his own religion. He has own idea. When you become retired, good for nothing, then you sit down to do these things. But as a young man, why you are just spending your time in this kind of activities? So, Kali Yuga is the best time to find, accept real religion. You find all types of religion. Generally, it is expected that real religion will be there will be some bogus followers, and most of the people are at least properly following. But in Kali Yuga, it is the reverse. Most of the people are bogus. There were few people. So, when most of the people are bogus and few people are following the right thing, and because they are in majority, you know, Kali Yuga is democracy. So, everybody will say, they criticize, they neglect the real religious principles. This is the scene in Kali Yuga. So, the whole problem starts because people have grown up the Guru Parampara. The whole problem starts because there is not enough representation from Guru Parampara. If Guru Parampara is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, bogus religious systems will flourish as long as there is no bona fide devotee. That means human beings have a tendency for religion, but what to do, which way to move, that they don't know. So generally everybody manufactures their own religious system. Yathomat tathopat. However many people are there, they have their own ways. It is a fashion nowadays that from Bhagavad Gita, what fancy realizations you can draw. Every scholar, like Prabhupada says, Muni means speculator. That means everybody, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you have to come out with a far out idea. Otherwise, how you are an expert, or how you are a competent person. So nowadays everybody will read Bhagavad Gita and then they come out with it. So here today, this sloka, if one performs his prescribed duties for his particular ashrama or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distress? These are all called religious systems based on bodily concept. Prabhupada calls it as Asri Varna Sundarma. There is only little semblance. ఆశ్రయ వర్ణాశ్రమం. నవ్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఆర్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్స్, నవ్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఆర్ అడ్మినిస్ట్రేటర్స్, దేర్ ఆర్ బిజినెస్ పీపుల్, దే ఆర్ లేబర్స్, ఎవ్రీవేర్ యూ ఫైన్ ఎనీ ప్లేస్ యూ గో దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ ప్రొఫెసర్స్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ క్లాస్ అండ్ దేర్ అడ్మినిస్ట్రేటర్స్ ఎట్ ఎవ్రీ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఆర్గనైజేషన్ దెర్ విల్ బి సమ్ అడ్మినిస్ట్రేషన్ అండ్ దెన్ ది మర్కంటైల్ ఎకనామిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్ హౌ టు బట్ హౌ ఆర్ ద పీపుల్ మేకింగ్ మనీ అండ్ విత్ వాట్ ఎండ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ అడ్మినిస్ట్రేషన్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్స్ they are kind of toward research. So, because this material nature is endlessly changing. Material nature always time. So that means you have enough topics in the world. As many people want to do research, there are enough topics just gone. So people are into it. But nobody has an idea that our life will come to an end. No matter what research you do, no matter what material knowledge you explore, but it has no conclusion. You go on adding to material knowledge. And this has been going on for centuries, this has been going on for generations. There were scientists, now young people are again young scientists, they are coming up, the generations are pursuing the path. And similarly, there was science in 17th century, 18th century, now we are into digital technology, nano technology, I don't know what not, latest things you will tell. Every day you find some things, all about material nature. So, that means real knowledge has not begun at all. Real knowledge begins when you actually don't try to explain life in terms of physico-chemical combinations. When you cannot manufacture life with physico-chemical equations, then what is the point in perpetuating the same thing? That scientist will say, maybe this way life can be manufactured. The other guy, all around the world, people are they are speculating their brains how to explain life, how to explain creation. But nobody, it is not possible also. On a mental platform, because the spirit is beyond the mind and intellect. If anybody tries to understand life using his mind and intelligence, he will be puzzled. Because matter can never become consciousness. The famous scientific quotation, Prabhupada, is life produces life, life comes from life, matter comes from life. Is that right? That is our slogan. Life comes from life. That means you cannot explain life by matter. Nor you can understand life by your material mind. Mind is also material. భూమిర్ ఆపో అనలో వాయు కమ్మన బుద్ధి రేవచ ఆల్ దీస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ దే ఆర్ ఫైవ్ గ్రాస్ అండ్ త్రీ సటిల్ భూమి ఆర్త్ వాటర్ ఫైర్ ఎయిర్ అండ్ ఈథర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆల్సో ఏసీ ది ఫైర్ ఎయిర్ అండ్ ఈథర్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో లైక్ ఇన్ ది గ్రాస్ ఆల్సో దే ఆర్ లిట్స్ లైక్ ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ ఏ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్ బట్ ఈవెన్ దిస్ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఎయిర్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ అండ్ దెన్ వెన్ ఇట్స్ ఎ సటిల్ దట్ మీన్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ సో మైండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ ఈగో దెర్ ఈజ్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ లొకేటింగ్ దెమ్ వెర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు సే ఇఫ్ యూ పుట్ యువర్ ఎలక్ట్రోడ్ ఇన్ ది వైట్ మ్యాటర్ దే ట్రై టు డూ దిస్ న్యూరో ఫిజికల్ సైంటిస్ట్ వేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ మెమరీ వేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ దిస్ దట్ దే ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు లొకేట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ సర్టన్ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రెయిన్ బట్ దీస్ టూ థింగ్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ మైండ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ మైండ్ ఆర్ దేర్ వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ లైఫ్ ది మూమెంట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ది లైఫ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ బోత్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ మైండ్ మెంటల్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్ అండ్ ది లైఫ్ సింప్టమ్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ గాన్ దట్ మీన్స్ సటిల్ మీన్స్ దే కెనాట్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ బై ఎనీ మెటీరియల్ ఏరియాస్ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ సబ్స్టెన్సెస్ ఇట్స్ యూనో వెన్ ఇట్స్ ఏ సటిల్ బాడీ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ డైస్ యూ విల్ లీవ్ ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ విత్ హిస్ సటిల్ బాడీ వెన్ వీ సే వెన్ ది సోల్ లీవ్స్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ డెడ్ ఇట్స్ ది సోల్ లీవ్స్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ డెడ్ ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ డెడ్ బట్ ది అలాంగ్ విత్ ది సోల్ ది సటిల్ బాడీ విల్ గో దట్ మీన్స్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యూ డోంట్ బికమ్ కృష్ణా కాన్షియస్ యూ కెనాట్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ది సటిల్ బాడీ బికాజ్ సటిల్ బాడీ మీన్స్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ కృష్ణా కాన్షియస్ దట్ మీన్స్ యువర్ అదర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ఎవ్రీబడీస్ సరౌండింగ్స్ ఎవ్రీబడీస్ అసోసియేషన్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ సరౌండింగ్స్ యువర్ అసోసియేషన్ యువర్ ప్యాస్ట్ లైఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ సటిల్ బాడీ యు ఆర్ ఆల్టరింగ్ యువర్ సటిల్ బాడీ సటిల్ బాడీ getting altered this way, that way, this way, that way, but that is not dissolved. So one set of desires and ideas, maybe you are improving, but still it is all on material plane only. You know? Like what is the difference between somebody who is having gross sense gratification and the same sense gratification you hear in the music. People are making love, gross. And then somebody is not like that, but he is watching the TV and hearing the same romantic songs. That means he is having subtle sense gratification. So that way, the mind is the culprit. We are unable to, we want to reform, we want to develop, we want to come to some perfection, but we have no idea what is that. No? And it is not possible Prabhupada has written a book called Dialectical Spiritualism. It's not that Prabhupada was only the philosopher. Prabhupada was authorized, trained spiritualist. And there are many people in the world, because all human beings have this curiosity. Curiosity to know outer space, curiosity to explore the body, curiosity to understand what happens after death. People have curiosity. The human brain is evolved brain. Naturally, the problems are there, and people are searching for solutions. Some people are searching for solutions on a material plane. Some people are searching for solutions on a subtle plane. They say, give him psychotherapy, give him physiotherapy, they do that. When there is pain, one is physiotherapy. And when there is pain, they also give psychotherapy. So because you are imagining the pain, so why don't you sit down and listen to nice music? You forget your pains. That is like psychotherapy. It's true. When your mind is idle and it is focusing on your body, you feel the pain more. When the same pain is there, but when your mind is diverted, your mind is engaged in something else, temporarily, this you don't feel so much. Say, idle mind, devil's workshop. If you're idle, it's simply your body consciousness is simply troubling you. Let's say people, in order to avoid gross enjoyment, people keep themselves busy. What is gross enjoyment? Eating, sleeping and sex. Eating, sleeping and sex. For people whose mind is not occupied, either they go back to these things. Because they don't know what, the mind has no occupation. So naturally, they remain on sensual plane. So people know that sensual plane is a repetitive activity. Repetitive activity, and the nature of sense gratification is, when you are not exposed to sense gratification, first time you are experiencing the sense gratification, it is exciting. But the same thing you do it again, you don't get the same amount of happiness. Because your brain, it has got accustomed to it. So people, they learn by their practical experiences. So now they want to divert their mind. Let's get into something else. Okay. But they keep changing this mental activities. Why people keep changing mental activities? Because it is not satisfying them. Why do people do research? Why do people try new things? North India, they say, whenever you lift the phone, Naya Taja Baat kya hai? Naya Taja. Yeah, because people are vexed with them. Same thing. So, Naya Taja. But there is nothing like anything new. Everything in this world is stale. Stale means, for you it may be new. Is that right? For you it may be new. But many people have already tried this. Just a young man comes up. For him, sex life is something new. But so many people, everybody has already seen it. But this guy has not started his business. He's looking forward to that. So, many times we have to see things from others' experiences. Like, you cannot foolishly argue, you know, I have not tried meat eating. How can I just suppress my curiosity? I have not taken any liquor unless I drink and see. And they are saying that if you drink, you will get addicted to this. Because if we are looking for something that can give us intoxication. So if you don't have spiritual intoxication, if you don't have your original intoxication, then when you are exposed to this materially lethal intoxication, why children are guarded from cigarette, liquor, sex and this thing, why parents guard them? Because their age is such, at that age, if they get that high dose of intoxication, then they cannot come out of it. That means they will be good for nothing in life. So, till you are 25 years, don't become exposed to strong material experiences. That the mind may not be able, you don't, you know, Narottam Das Thakur said, the material enjoyment is such that you will not be satisfied and you are unable to give it up and it is making you suffer, still you cannot give it up. That means you are hooked. Hooked means you cannot get out of it. So even when you are a normal person, it is not easy to come to spiritual life. When you become addicted, intoxicated, then such a person, he cannot see the reality of spiritual life. He cannot believe it because your senses are so overwhelming. When somebody talks about, you don't have to utilize your body for any enjoyment, simply by chanting, you will be blissful. I think it's like, you know, people think, people say, you have made a business out of religion. You talk this and that and take away people's. Because that guy cannot believe that there can be actually a genuine spiritual life. Everybody is watching sadhus, rich people. These guys are in a better business. We are working hard and making money. These people, they deal with their minds and then take away the money. Take away the people's money. Yeah, mostly the materialistic religions, they are actually doing it because they are having the same sense of gratification. People have started, except Krishna conscious religion, all institutions you see around the world, and people criticize them, accuse them, which is actually genuine. Their criticism is genuine. How you are doing anything different from us, you tell this, that, and then you are enjoying the same thing. You are enjoying the same things. You are saying why you are working so hard to make money, and why you are having, you just need a Maruti car, whether it is a 5 lakh car or 50 lakh car on the road with traffic, you cannot go with the. It's not that because you have 50 lakh car, you can just do anything. You are in the queue. You cannot just go. Because you have a very nice car. Similarly, you are restricted, limited in so many ways. So, actually one who has no spiritual knowledge, that's called pseudo-religion. All people, for devotees it is easy. You tell me, give me any book, just 2-3 minutes of saying that book. You can say it is a bogus book or real book. And you hear a person, just 2-3 minutes you hear a person. And a devotee doesn't have to go through the whole thing. Because you know that whether he is talking about matter or spirit. Because one who knows, that's a Prabhupada quote in the sloka, in the purport. Srotavyadini Rajendra, Nrunam Santri Sahasata, Apashyatam Atmadatam, Griheshu Gruhamedina. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Bhogaisharya Prasaktanam, Tayapurta Tetasam, Yavasayatmika Buddhi, Samadhavana Vidyate. If you are simply into wealth and sense gratification, you can never dive deep into the reality. That's why real spiritual life has many rules, regulations, which people don't like. The point is, people are want to be cheated, people want to be cheated. So when you want to be cheated, there will be suppliers. All right, I will cheat, I will cheat. Everybody will come. They manufacture new things. That's why you have so many, this is Swaminarayan Panth, this is Baha'i faith, this is Nirankari Panth, this is Dandam Satguru, lot of everybody, because everybody in the competition, because most of the people want to be cheated. So who are the best cheater? So you have to create. And then finally, because he is a cheater, sooner or later, things, it is said, you can exploit one guy all his life. You can keep one fellow as a fool, and then go on exploiting him. You know, I am a guru. If you leave the guru, you will go to hell. So don't hear here and there, just. But this guy doesn't ask. How can you say you are the guru? The guru. The guru means a genuine person. The guru. So we don't say that there can be only Prabhupada is the only guru. We don't say. Anybody who lives like Prabhupada, anybody who preaches like Prabhupada, they can all be accepted. So persons can be many, but the philosophy and practices has to be same. That's called the guru. Just like I am sitting here and talking about Krishna consciousness, and in all the ISKCON 800 centers around the world, it's not that everybody is at the teleconference listening to me only. At this time, in ISKCON, around the world, the Bhagavatam class is going on. And maybe every speaker is, like you can just say, all our ISKCON temples, the same sloka is being lectured upon. And everybody is going in different directions, the class is going on. But the central idea, the class is going on, how you build up your theme and how you present your argument. But the central idea is how to bring it that unless you practice Krishna consciousness, as I said, if one performs the prescribed duties for his particular ashrama and varna, people say, I am a grihastha, you know, I take care of my parents, and I am honest in my profession, I don't take bribe, I don't try to shirk my work. I give full time. I heard many government officers, they say, Swami, we work very honestly, we don't take any bribe, and we do our duty, we go at 9 o'clock, to 6 o'clock, we work. That's the thing. Why he is not happy, why he is not able to, he's working for the public. The government servant is working, the collector is working for the public. But the collector is thinking collector's life is a headache. Why is it like that? If he's really practicing collector's business, according to Bhagavad Gita, he will not say, Swami, I am working like a donkey, but there is no results, nor I am happy. Nobody is happy with me. He himself will say, nobody is happy with me. Because, yeah, what are you doing for the public that they have to become happy? Maybe you are a sincere person, but the foolish sincerity, where does it take you? You are a sincere person, but you are a fool. So how does your sincerity serve any purpose? It doesn't serve. It doesn't solve the problem. So the point is, if you are not a foolishly sincere person, but if you are actually a Krishna conscious person, then you see, people may not appreciate, but at least you are satisfied. This is the our argument. If somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, or if somebody is preaching Krishna consciousness, public is not accepting. Say, if somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, you will see his life going stronger. You will see that he is satisfied. Yesterday some two people came to my room. One guy is an MBA guy and like an intellectual, talks. And then the other person is a simple person and he has accepted the philosophy of ISKCON. And then immediately he settled in life. He is telling that other guy, Prabhuji, why are you arguing with Swamiji, this, that? See me, I just follow him and I'm I'm very satisfied. Whatever happens, I see it on Krishna's mercy. And whether things are favorable or unfavorable, by chanting I feel some peace of mind. That guy is thinking, where are you from, what are you doing? This guy is preaching to that guy. So this is practical. I told him, see, this is the result of Krishna. You are such a scholar and you are talking big ideas and this, but you are completely restless. And this guy, somehow, with intelligence or without intelligence, he has accepted and he is getting practical results. Maybe you may say, this guy has no intelligence, he met you first and he believed you and he is doing it. But he has come to the right place. But so we say, instead of doing things blindly, you blindly follow Bhagavad Gita. You blindly follow Krishna consciousness. Actually, you don't have to blindly follow Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness, it is convincing to the intellect. If you're really a scientist and you go through the books of Prabhupada or the teachers in the Guru Parampara, immediately, like we are also some kind of intellectuals, reading Vivekananda books, believe me, Vivekananda books, Ramana Maharshi books, Chinmayananda books, Gandhi books, I was reading all of them. But somehow it is not clicking, because maybe you have done some little devotional service, so you are not satisfied with all these bogus philosophies. You know that they have great name, very famous people. But somehow Krishna is not allowing me to get stuck. Krishna promises that even if you do a little bit of genuine religion, that will save you from greatest danger. That means you will never become atheist again, you will never become a Mayavadi. It is said that in the history, many Mayavadis have become devotees, but no devotee has ever gone back to become a materialist or a Mayavadi. Because if you are really, maybe you may say some devotees have gone back to material life, that means they have never practiced Krishna consciousness. Like, you know, you can practice Krishna consciousness, so you stay in the temple. You are not interested because you just want a place to stay and eat. So outside, you may say, Hare Krishna, this Kirtan and I get. We have met people like that. Even in Nellore, we met somebody will come. These people, they could not learn the Mangalarti song or this song, that song. That guy, because he wanted to impress you, it's a question of by-hearting, like you by-heart your subjects. That guy, just, he learned it. But because he has not really tried to understand, now he's a total crook. Wherever there's an opportunity, just rip money, steal money and go again. So, if somebody has really experienced Krishna consciousness, no matter how bad person he is, he will struggle and struggle to come back to the stage. What to speak of a clean-hearted fellow once he tastes Krishna consciousness? Let's say Krishna says, apichas duracharo, somebody may be a very bad character. But if he takes up Krishna consciousness, just watch his life. you may think such a villainous or rogue person you will never change. But Krishna consciousness has seen over history how bad people have become very great people. So in this ISKCON movement is a example what kind of people have become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada asked when his first batch of people who are all drug addicts, alcoholics, they are sex mongers, and after associating with Prabhupada and doing bhajan, and they have come, then Prabhupada asked them, you just look back, what a transformation has taken place, what kind of nasty, stupid things you are doing. Now your life is like a paramahamsa, getting up early in the morning, not eating anything outside, and you are relishing the holy name repeatedly. There is no limit or tiredness to your chanting, because that is the nature of real happiness. Real happiness, if something real happiness is there in Hare Krishna, that means you dedicate your life to Hare Krishna and you become more enthusiastic over time to chant Hare Krishna. In the beginning, we are encouraged to chant. In the beginning, we are forced to chant. And then when you actually taste, then you wake up by yourself and you want to chant more. That means complete change. That means Krishna consciousness is a genuine spiritual life. You go to any other philosophy, rituals, you will not be satisfied. Any other gods, you will not be satisfied. How can we say, if Krishna is God, and you worship Durga or Ganesh or some Sai Baba, this or that, you watch their life. There are people dedicated to Sai Baba. Chai milega? They offer themselves, please, take this intoxication. Then that guy mixes up because Sai Baba is not really looking happy. Oh, Hare Krishna Swami. We don't say Jai Sai Baba, we don't say. But that guy will say because he has nothing, he has found nothing in Sai Baba. So he chalega, amma, Sai Baba bolte, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, bolte, bole, iskali bole. Devotees don't go out to say Sai Baba. Devotees don't go out to say anything else. But people, because they don't have any genuine experience, and they think they are fake and everybody is fake, let's go together now. But that means a person's life will not really be transformed unless he meets a genuine Vaishnava. Genuine Vaishnava means who is in parampara, who is following the four regulative principles, and who is doing his sadhana. He may not be a liberated soul. A genuine Vaishnava, don't think genuine Vaishnava means he is liberated and is attained pure love of God. Not necessarily. Genuine Vaishnava means you have found Guru Parampara is the system, and following four regulative principles is a must, and doing this sadhana is a must, and that is letting you get some experience. And then you are confirmed. Just you go on with the process. You go on with the process and you will be an enlightened man in the scriptures. That means you become a living scripture. It's called Person Bhagavatam. Person Bhagavatam means although everything around you, all materialistic, everything around you is sinful life, but like a lotus in the muddy waters, you remain a transcendental person. All your thoughts, all your utterings, all your activities, simply they are a glorification and an offering to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radharasimha Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.